Hey there, this is Rich Pav from www.haroflumjapan.com. I just got into Koga. It's, what is it, 8:45? Going through the turnstile here. So now I go to the bike park to pick up my bike. Ride it home. This is my fourth attempt at a podcast today. Fifth attempt, actually. I started one, then I had to go pee. So I turned it off. On the way out, I got a glimpse of what I look like with little microphones clipped to my glasses. I look like a dork. The funny thing is that nobody looks at me. I don't know. Well, I guess if you're a foreigner in Japan, you're kind of expected to be a little crazy. Who knows? So I started out this morning trying to do a podcast, but I was at work until really late last night, like 10 o'clock. And I got home really tired. Got home at midnight. First thing I did when I got home was go to the computer and look for a torrent of Howard Stern's first show. Not that I'm a real Howard Stern fan, but I'm just kind of curious about what it sounded like, just from all the hype. Actually, I despise Howard Stern. But, even though I think the guy's a total pig, there's something about him that I respect, is that he's really good at taking criticism, which I'm horrible at. There, I'm a little self-conscious when people walk in the other direction. I'm horrible at taking criticism. That's why I podcast, is because anyone who is successful, I mean, look at Howard Stern. Half $1 billion that he's getting? If he wasn't able to take criticism, he wouldn't be successful. And anyone who's successful takes criticism. I'm horrible at it, and that's why I avoid doing so many things. And so that's the reason I podcast, is to sort of just confront the fear of criticism. The funny thing is I'm really not getting any. I'm not getting it at all. I don't understand it. Every time I put out a podcast that I think sucks, I'm expecting someone to say, "Man, you really suck," and they don't. It's like, I don't think I can make a good podcast, and it's like people out there think that I can't make a bad one. Really strange. I don't get it. Anyway, this morning I started out doing a podcast and was just really tired and down and hungry and low blood sugar, and I just I sounded really depressed, so I didn't want to put it out. And then I did three more waiting for my train in Shinjuku, and I just kept brain farting, so I kept turning it off. And that's... Oh, this sound I'm making right now? Let me do that again. Okay, let me explain this. The train tracks are elevated. Like in a big, long bridge. And under the train tracks, there's a bike park. And the bike park has different... levels to it. It's not just like a big open field. It's a bunch of racks, and there's a bottom rack and a top rack. And my bike goes on the top rack, and there's a rail that pulls out. So I'm pulling out the rail here, and you pull out the rail, and then you put it down on the ground, and then you roll out your bicycle. There. There we go. So that's my bicycle rolled out. And then I put the rail back. Yeah, so I sounded all depressed and stuff this morning. So I... Ooh. Did I just turn it off? No. There we go. Hit the lock button. Ah. So I sounded a little cryy this morning. I don't want to put that out. That's what happens when I'm tired and hungry and get all emotional and stuff. Yeah, new age guy. Fuck yeah. Anyway, I'm riding my bike home now. Here we go. So what I was talking about this morning was there's if you're a podcaster, if you're a blogger and you have and you use WordPress or any other blogging software that dynamically creates your pages, then there's probably one particular file that's used to create all of the headers for your pages. And so if you want something to be put on every page of your website, all you got to do is edit that header. And Google has something called Google Analytics, which used to be a product called Urchin. And what this product does is it's a web traffic analyzer, which used to be really expensive. I mean, hundreds of dollars. Yeah, $100 a year for a subscription. And now Google gives it away for free. I started using it back in November. And I just recently started taking a look at the statistics. And I was looking through it. And I noticed that I was getting a lot of referrals from a website that only has an IP address and not a domain name, which is pretty strange. Because usually websites that have just an IP address don't get a lot of traffic. So I got curious and started looking into it and found out that this web server, this unnamed web server, is hosting a forum for men who are into rubbing up against women in crowded places, like trains and concerts and nightclubs and bars. And one of the participants in this forum found my podcast about the time that my wife was groped and made a link to it, so all these other perverts were reading about it. See, this forum, I started, you know, reading the posts, and so you've got this forum of men from all around the world, half of them from the U.S., who are, that their thing is rubbing up against women. So they talk about their exploits, and they give each other hints about ways to get a good feel, you know, tactics, how not to get caught, what to do if you get caught. They congratulate each other on successful hunts, and they vote for the best story of the month. And I was reading through this and getting really pissed off. I mean, I could take any one of these guys and beat the fucking shit out of them and not feel guilty about it at all afterwards. I mean, just beat the fucker to a pulp. I could not feel guilty afterwards. And I was thinking about that, and it just makes me kind of sad to feel that way. I don't know, it just does. I've always not liked beating the shit out of people. Whenever I got into a fight in school, it was always the very last resort for me. And after I got into a fight with somebody, I always wanted to be friends with them later, like afterwards. And it kind of worked out that way. Dog pretty much do anything not to have to hit somebody. So, you know, just feeling that way about somebody makes me feel bad. And, you know, instead of just being angry and indignant and, you know, self-righteous, just started thinking about, well, why don't I feel that way? What's the difference between the way they think and the way I think? Because I take a crowded train to and from work every day, and I don't get off on rubbing up against women. So, in a way, I can understand. I can understand the way that they think, and I don't think about the way that I think about it. It's tough. But, I don't know, it was just comparing the way that I think to the way they think. And the way that I think is, I'm not even conscious of it. When I get into a train, and there's all these women, then there's certainly no shortage of good-looking women in Japan. I see them as, you know, every woman on the train is somebody's daughter or somebody's wife or somebody's grandmother, and there's somebody who loves every one of them. And I would never think of doing something like that to anybody. And in fact, instead of doing something like that, I think about, you know, what can I do that's nice for that person? Like, for example, on every train car, there's a bench that's reserved for old people or handicapped or pregnant or people with kids. And in Japan, nobody pays attention to that. If a seat's empty, they take it and they don't give it up for anybody. And that used to really piss me off, is that you would see able-bodied people sitting in the reserved seats. The train would stop. It happens all the time. The train stops at a station and somebody gets on, like an old lady who's so frail she's doubled over, or a woman holding a child, or an old man with a cane. And they stand there in front of the reserved seating, and the people who are sitting in those seats are sleeping, reading, or paying attention, or pretending that they don't see the person. And that used to really piss me off. And there are times when I just got fed up and told the person off who was sitting in the seats. But what I started doing instead is, if I get on the train in Koga, which is like the last train on the stop, or last train on the line, it's the last stop on the line that you can actually find a seat if you're lucky. So if I get on the train and there's a seat in the reserved seating, I'll sit there. And I'll save it until somebody gets on the train who deserves it. And I'll tell you, when you give your seat away to somebody who needs it, the smile you get from that person is, it's a whole lot better than, you know, it feels a whole lot better than what you could ever feel about, you know, rubbing up some women and getting woody. You know, it's a shame that those people on that board don't feel that way. Anyway. So I was thinking about that. And also, oh man, I forgot gloves, my hands are cold. Also, I got a mail from somebody from the BBC, BBC One, who's putting together a program about podcasting, and they want me to do, they want to interview me about why I podcast. And I gotta figure out. I need an answer for that. I don't really have one. I guess the reason why I podcast is because it scares me. And, you know, just the fact that I live in Japan just gives me something to talk about. Really, as long as I can remember, I've been really afraid of doing something that might expose me to criticism. I don't know, for some reason I'm really, really afraid of criticism. And what I realize is that anybody who is successful has critics. You can't do anything worth anything, you can't do anything of value and not get criticized for it. And anybody who is successful has to be able to withstand the criticism. So the reason why I podcast is because it scares the hell out of me. And see, the thing is, you can be a victim of, you can think of yourself as a victim of the things that scare you, or you can think of yourself as a student. The same way, for example, you can think of yourself as a victim of people who make you angry, or you can think of yourself as, you can see them as someone who brings out the worst in you, so you can realize that it's there and deal with it. That was a loud motorcycle. And, you know, the way I figure, anybody who listens to my podcast and doesn't like it, well, you're not going to have to ask for their money back. And podcasting is a whole lot cheaper than therapy. So that's why I do it. And also, I like the feedback that I get from people more than the thought of being famous. And to me, being famous is a joke. I can't believe that some people make it their life goal to be famous, because fame really doesn't mean anything. Fame doesn't really exist. And, you know, fame isn't tangible. It's, well, what is it? It's the fact that people you don't know who you are. What does that matter? So, when people joke about getting t-shirts with my face on it, I mean, that just sounds so wrong. I mean, if you want to get someone's face on your t-shirt, damn, put your mom's face or your dad's face on your t-shirt, because they've done a whole lot more for you than I have. And it's very funny to think of myself as a commodity, or as someone that people look up to. Because there's a lot of people in the world that are more worthy of being looked up to than me. Just a guy that wears microphones. I'm almost home. So anyway, I'm really, really just worn out from not getting a whole lot of sleep lately. So I think I'm just gonna go right to bed when I get home. Hopefully I can sleep through the night. Well, I've been checking up on a lot of TV shows, and yesterday I started watching Arrested Development, and man, is that a good show! I can't believe it. The writing, the acting, the kid who plays the son of the main character, I think his character's name is George Michael. The kid must be 17 years old, and he has a sense of comic timing that is, oh, perfect. He plays his character perfectly. I'm watching it from the first episode. Oh man, my hands are cold. Everybody in that show is an excellent actor. Reminds me of the sitcom Soap, which was on probably about 20 years ago. It was when Billy Crystal got his start. And I can imagine that kid who plays George Michael is probably going to see a lot more of him in the future. God, what an excellent actor. And to be that young. And I'm also watching Friends from the first episode. It's interesting to watch the pilot of shows that go on to be very famous because the characters start out being so different. Like Phoebe was much more new age weird at the beginning of the show. And a lot of funny haircuts. What else have I been watching? Oh, Lost is going to come out with a new episode. I can't wait for that. I'm addicted to that. And the podcast for Lost is really, really good. They understand podcasting. It's a good mix of professional and informal. Okay, I'm home. Let's see if my kids are awake. You know, I'll do some kid stuff at the end of here. I don't know why I get so emotional when I think about those guys that like rubbing them up against women. It's just a real sad thing. It's sad for the women because, you know, that's like the closest you can get to actually raping somebody without actually raping them. And I feel sad for them because it doesn't sound like they can stop. It sounds like they're sort of like a prisoner to their own, I don't want to say desire, but it's like a compulsion. It's like the prisoner to their compulsion. Door's locked. I just heard my wife calling the kids to get in the shower. She gets all stressed out now. Hey there. あららららららら. Tony to Andy wa? Shabiteru? Abiteru hazu. Demo asonderu kamoshirenai.
Ane?
Ha.
Kore ne? Suji kau kana?
Nani?
De no, ima watashi ga ichiban suki na onamae shiru.
ハローキティ編使うかどうか多分父親のための金入りのサケはまだ買えると思う買えどうかな買うはずだった買うはずだったね何それチョコレット貯金箱になる素敵だね でもそれは何のか分からないはず知らないと思う
じゃあ喜ぶね日本的だから
あれなんていう?
お賽銭箱
じゃあちょっと子供たちに挨拶。So my wife bought some presents for my family back home. Talking about it. Hey there. Where are you? Where are you? Are you done taking a shower?
Yeah.
And you used soap? What's your problem? You're scary.
What?
And my glasses got fogged. My glasses are all fogged. Why are you laughing like that? Why are you laughing like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why don't you put clothes on? You're scaring me. Can you feel the cold on my hands? Can you feel it?
Yeah.
You want to feel it on your... You want to feel it on your back? Can I warm my hands on your back?
No!
Oh, don't cry. Don't cry.
Daddy.
What? What movie? Oh, the movie with the baby laughing. That's not how the baby laughed. So you're still thinking about that? You want to watch the movie again with the baby laughing? You want to watch it too?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to put your... Okay, here's the deal. You put your pajamas on quickly. You put your pajamas on quickly. Listen. You put your pajamas on quickly. And brush your teeth. And you can watch it. Alright? Can you do that? Andy? Can you put your pajamas on quickly? If you put your pajamas on quickly, you can watch it. If I have to tell you 10 times to put your pajamas on, I'm not going to let you watch it, okay? So if you put your pajamas on right now, you can watch it.
Daddy, 新しいタオル取って.
You're not putting your pajamas on. I'll give you a towel. Yeah, it's all wet, isn't it? Here, give me this wet towel. I'll put it away. So you've got extra energy. So you got extra energy you have to get rid of before you go to bed, huh? And that's why you drive us crazy. Okay, listen. Stop playing and put your pajamas on now, and you can watch the video.
Okay.
No playing. Just put your pajamas on and brush your teeth. Listen. No playing. Just put your pajamas on and brush your teeth, okay? You're wearing underpants. You gotta put pajamas on. Andy, Tony, no playing. Just put your pajamas on, okay? Whatever. You're playing with your pajamas, Ann. Tony, you're playing with your pajamas.
Daddy, Andy, ne, shishimai kakeru nda.
Shishimai?
So, shishimai.
What's that?
Shishimai yo, Daddy wa.
What is it?
Shishimai teo no wa ne, omatsuri kara ne, matte.
Andy, wakaranai.
What is it?
Shishimai teo no
wa. Andy! Shishimai wa, oni mitai na, bakemono mitai na. Nanto yuka.
Shishimai teo no wa ne,
Nihon no...
獅子舞っていうのはね、あのね、こういう鬼みたいのいるでしょ。そして後ろに袋があるでしょ。あの人に隠れてこうやって進むんだよ。そしてバカトニはこうやってこうやっているでしょ。そして
ね、あの
ね、女の子がね、見えたらね、ボヨンって目が飛んだ。
アンディお目目がね、飛んでね、あのね、獅子舞の口からね、手を出してね、女のね、人のね、パッツね、ビリってぶち破ったんだよ。あのね、妹の子がビリってぶち取っちゃったんだよ。それでパッツ丸出しになって、お尻が半分見えたんだよ。
I have no idea what you're talking about.
あ、なな。アンディ。
ん？
じゃあ、ママに聞けば。知らないよ。
So what? It's like a monster?
Yeah.
And it's called Shishimae?
Shishimae. Shishimae.
It's like a monster. Brush your teeth.
Shishimae da yo, mai.
Shishimaru.
Use toothpaste. Tony, did you use toothpaste? No, you didn't. You're playing. You really want to watch that video? Do you want to watch the video?
Yes.
Stop playing.
Daddy, auntie,
だけ? Well, you're going to both watch it if you stop playing. Tony, put toothpaste. Okay, I'll squeeze the toothpaste out for you. Aunt Tony, put toothpaste on your toothbrush. Whoops. Okay, brush all of your teeth, not just one or two. Tony, if you lick the toothpaste off your toothbrush and then brush your teeth and the toothpaste doesn't go on your teeth, then you have to go to the dentist and get your teeth pulled out. You want that? No. Let's put toothpaste on your toothbrush and then put the toothpaste on your teeth. And that way you don't get cavities. There you go. See, your tongue doesn't get cavities, so it's not as important to brush your tongue.
Okay. Mmm!
Nima hamigaki chu. Arigato. Holder.
Oh, Daddy.
Don't play with it.
Daddy, こうしたら.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know. Yes.
Daddy,
we'll put the little duck soap holder in the shower. Okay. So you want to watch the baby video again? You want to watch the baby laugh? Okay. So we'll do that. And I'll end the podcast here.